blind, creating the blind. I don't know where we're going, but I'm going to find the path. The stars lighting the way. I dance in the glowing, so I'm going to stay the path.
You're awfully quiet. This is going to be a long walk if you don't say a word to me.
Sorry. Sorry, I...
And stop apologizing. Better?
This will be my first time on a ship.
You've never been off-world?
Well, I guess when I was very small, 2 or 3 times, but I don't remember. So I suppose it doesn't really count.
No, it doesn't. Damn, I can't imagine it never going off-world.
Have you spent a lot of time out there, then?
You could say that. Spent the better part of my life in space, mostly on a ship, but if not, a station. Kind of part of who I am. When I was little, I actually suffered terra sickness, the lack of darkness and stars and the weight of stronger gravitation. Kind of like what the ancestors had once called motion or seasickness.
Wow. It must be amazing out there.
Definitely can be. But I have heard from others that it can be overwhelming the first time someone goes to space. I wouldn't know, but I would be remiss if I didn't try and warn you ahead of time.
I appreciate it.
All right, kid. Last chance. We could turn around, go back to the estate, I get my money back, and...
Is that what you want?
What?
You paid for a map. You paid a lot for a map. You must have thought it was worth it when you heard about it. Don't you want to know where it leads?
Yes.
Well, so do I. You think you want to know? You can't begin to imagine how much I want to know. This thing just appeared on me, and it's... growing, changing, and you heard what the master, what Harold Merck said. I couldn't ever make up on the money he'd lose out on. I am coming with you.
All right, then we better get a move on. There's the pod. Come on.
It's so small.
Well, yeah, it's not meant for comfort. It's got to get you from one place to another quickly. Meant for 3 people max? And we're talking standard humanoid-sized people. Get any oddly shaped people, and you might barely be able to get just one in. So jump pods are good for quick turnarounds, or when you don't want to pay the exorbitant price to actually dock your ship planetside. Which is especially true on a little colony like this, where you don't even have a proper docking bay.
Oh.
Okay, you get in first. Yep, that's right. See those tabs?
Mm-hmm.
Pull them out. That's your safety belt. Good. My turn. Gotta do this one at a time. Otherwise, it inevitably ends with someone's elbow in someone else's eye. Computer, initiate jump sequence.
Affirmative. Please state destination.
Oxia Spaceport, Sector 34.
Destination confirmed. Locking hatch now. Launch in 10. 9.
Okay.
8.
Just,
7.
Gonna go into space. It's okay.
6.
Yeah.
5.
Whoa. Just,
4,
take a deep breath.
3. 2. 1. Launch initiated.
Oh, hell. Oh, my.
Just close your eyes and try and... I don't know. Say the alphabet backwards. Count all the nebulas you know.
Okay. Z, Y, hell.
X, Nim. It's X next.
Right. ex?
Oh yeah, that can happen sometimes. Just put your head down and breathe.
Launch complete. Welcome to Oxia Spaceport. Please use caution as you exit the pod. Thank you, and have a good day.
Kid. Hey, kid. Kid? Nim?
Is it over?
Yeah, we've landed. And you definitely didn't get a little bit of puke on me.
Oh, goddess, I am so sorry.
We talked about overusing that word. And it's not like it's the first time it's happened. Doubt it'll be the last. I needed a sanitation zap anyway. Here, let me get it. Your fingers are shaking.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. Ever. Here we are. Oh, geez, don't topple over.
I'm not. I won't. Which one's yours?
This one. Closest to us. The Miriam.
Wow, it's...
Yeah, it's a wreck. I know.
What? No. It's gorgeous.
Oh. Yeah, she is, isn't she? Let's get you on board. Access code Sigma Alpha 10, Captain Rennie Alders. Follow me. Right, let's get you...
New biosignature detected. Signature unrecognized. Prepare for incineration in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
Fox,
4,
knock it off.
3, 2, 1. Ha, ha, ha. That never gets old.
What?
Fox, I swear to every moron who decided to put you together, you do that one more time, I will unplug your core, and I will send it hurtling into the endless, obliterating vacuum of space. Nim, this is Fox. He's our AI program. Fox, this is Nim. She'll be staying with us for a while.
Another human? Rennie, what are you trying to do? Contaminate the whole ship? First that mechanic, now this. What would your parents say?
Well, considering they're dead, I'm gonna say, not a hell of a whole lot.
It's nice to meet you, Fox.
Charmed. Need to run some diagnostics now. Would love to stay and chat, but I'm bored. Goodbye.
Hey, Captain. Welcome back. Aren't you happy to see Fox in such fine form? Who's this? Someone new? Oh gosh, let me get out my bioscanner and... Wow, you have got all sorts of things in you.
This is Haven. You'll have to forgive them. They're overzealous when it comes to their bioscanner.
One day, when we come across something carrying a species-wiping disease, you'll thank me. Haven Ishlish Ishna Evelish at your service. But you can call me Haven.
Nim. It's just Nim.
Nim. I like it. Welcome to the Miriam.
You keep shaking her hand like that, you're gonna break it. Nim, I apologize for my crew. They're useless. It's why I got stuck with them.
You love us all, Captain. Well... maybe not Fox.
A new crew member? Rennie, you sneak.
She's more of a passenger. Nim, this is Bi Latin, but we just call her Bi.
Yes, because you are all lazy. It is good to meet you, Nim.
I... right. I forgot that human grounders aren't used to aliens wearing wobbly water suits and sporting bright blue see-through skin.
Don't forget my gold veins. I've been told they're quite the head-turner.
I'm sorry.
That's her favorite word.
I didn't mean to be rude, I just...
It is all right. I was unnerved the first time I saw a human.
Bi is our second-in-command, and pilot when the captain is away. Or incapacitated. Ow! Jeez, Captain! Anyway, her main job is biologist, with a dabbling of weaponry and propulsion thrown in.
Well, the three do often seem to go hand in hand.
You're Drycad, right?
I am. You know of my kind, then?
Not really, but the mask I mean, Harold Merks, he had some old fairy tales in his collection. One of them had a story about Drycats.
Don't look so startled, Nim. She's laughing. Laughter is not easy in that contraption.
I shudder to think of what horror stories have been told about my species in such books.
I mean, I guess they got some things right about living underwater. I mean, is that why you wear that suit?
Oh, yes. I cannot survive without being submerged in water. I was very surprised to hear you know what I am, given that a spaceship is the last place you would imagine finding a Drycat.
Yeah, space travel isn't really your forte.
I guess as passengers, but that's with the special aquapods.
Yes. As you can imagine, Nim, space travel isn't a very good way of life for us. The idea of me, a full Drycat, being employed on a spaceship was insane. Luckily for me, the captain's always enjoyed crazy concepts, this suit being the best one she's come up with yet.
Flatterer. Right. Bai, do you think you could show Nim to her room? The spare one, up in the loft?
Of course. It would be my pleasure. Shall I just step out and help you with your bags?
I don't have any other bags. It's just this.
Traveling light. I admire that. Come along then, Nim.
It was nice to meet you, Haven. And Captain?
Huh?
Thank you.
Captain, are you blushing?
I'm going to clean up. Don't bother me.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And where your path leads, we will follow you. To the end. And where your heart beats, we will follow you. To the end.
Welcome Aboard was written and directed by Lacey Shaw. The role of Rennie was voiced by Teresa Avila. The role of Nim was voiced by Nicole Penrod. The role of Computer was voiced by Jill Hurt. The role of Fox was voiced by Ben Moody. The role of Haven was voiced by High Park. And the role of Bilatin was voiced by Emma Currens. The opening music was No Fear by Molly Roth. And the closing music was Choices by Ben Moody and the Captive Swans, featuring Molly Roth. Special thanks to Ben Moody for our logo and cover art. You can find us online at our website, inkstainprod.wixsite.com/pathofthemiriam. That's inkstainprod as in productions, prod.wixsite.com/pathofthemiriam. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Path of the Miriam. If you like our show and would like to help us continue, you can support us on patreon.com/pathofthemiriam. Thank you very much for listening.